International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, and today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of southern flavor from cold Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so thankful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And if you are listening to this podcast today, I can guarantee you and I can truly say that your life will never be the same again. I'm excited about what you're going to hear and the shifts that are going to take place in your mind and in your spirit. Well, how are you doing today? I pray that all is well. You know, as I said that, I thought, well, the next time somebody asked you, how are you doing, you can say, or it's a great thing to say, all is well. And when you say those three powerful words, you are really decreeing and declaring what you desire in your life. Well, I am doing well here in Atlanta, Georgia. It has been very cold here, but it's a pretty day today. And interestingly enough, some of my clients in Australia share with me that it's been 98 to 100 degrees. I think they're having a great tennis tournament there, and they've been talking about the vast difference in the temperature. And also this weekend in the U.S., we are celebrating the federal holiday of Dr. Martin Luther King. And as many of you know, Dr. King was born here in Atlanta, and I've often visited his birthplace and, of course, his memorial site here in Atlanta. And, you know, today I would really be remiss if I did not take out the time to say how grateful I am for Dr. King and the work and the sacrifice that he has made for my freedom, but also the freedom for people of all races all over the world. And, you know, I'm so grateful for that. So on his birthday, usually here in Atlanta, we really believe in giving that day, Dr. King's birthday, as a day of service. And that is exactly what I am going to do. So thank you, Dr. King. So today I'm going to be talking about relationships again. And this segment today is for those of you who are married or are you in a committed relationship. And my very special guest and I, Jeremiah LeBlanc, we're going to be talking about the needs of a woman versus the needs of a man. Oh, my God, that should be so interesting. How to bring romance and passion back into your relationship again, or simply how to understand and accept and love your partner. So we're going to try to cover all of that in this within this 1 hour. And then I will be doing the last part of this three-part series for those who are single, and that particular show will be on how do I begin to attract love. You know, my first part with Ave Maria was, why have you been attracting the people that you have been attracting? But the last one would be on how. Everybody wants to know the how, and I'm a big proponent of that. So speaking of attracting love, my new ebook on attracting and manifesting genuine love will be out at the end of January. It took me almost a year to write it, and because I really wanted to be led by the Spirit, I wanted to include in this book all aspects, the psychological, the emotional, the spiritual, and the practical, the how-tos. So I'm really proud of it, and you will be able to purchase that by the end of this month. And what an interesting journey that has been. I always say it's not the manifestation that you get, but who you become while you are in the middle of the manifestation. And I certainly have changed as I have written this new ebook. Also, I just love hearing from you from all over the world, and I have a very interesting letter from one of my listeners in Uganda, that's in Africa, and let me read just a short excerpt from it. Dear Constance, I started listening to your messages at the beginning of this year. My goodness, I feel like my life is being transformed, and every day I am expected. I have written down some of your prayers, and I confess them over my family and especially over my career. I have been decreeing and declaring great things over my job, and I feel so much lighter, and I am no longer anxious about my work, and that's important, isn't it? My husband and I wake up at about 5 a.m. every morning and decree abundance and wealth over our household. God has been so gracious to me by leading me to listen to your messages on YouTube. That's where she found me, I guess. I am on YouTube as I do my work daily. I'm very expectant about 2014, and I will be sending you emails to testify. I can't wait to get them. Thank you so much for being a blessing to me in all of the ways that you are. Your listener in Uganda. Isn't that nice? And if you want to send me an email, you can feel free to email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And lastly, I want you to be sure to visit my new website, and I have some tools that I have designed just with you in mind. I said, God, help me to design some tools, because you need tools to move you from where you are to where you desire to be. Just listening is not enough. So these tools have been designed specifically for you, and you can use them daily and begin to shift, change, and transform your life. So I have my affirmation CDs. I think they are about 12 to 15 minutes long. You can do this in the morning or in the evening. I have one on prosperity, success, self-love, and my powerful I Am, I Have CD. I often tell people just begin there. And then I have my book, Secrets of Success, which will help you move from where you are, wherever you are right now, to where you desire to be. And I believe that it is so detailed, and it is a roadmap that gives you specific instructions for, you know, dealing with your past, putting that behind you, changing your now, because it's in the nowness of your life that you create, and then creating your future. And then lastly, I have several ways that you can coach with me. I have my new 30-minute intensive. A lot of you are taking advantage of that, and that's pretty cool if you have something that's coming up or if you just need a little encouragement. And then my relationship coaching. So many of you are really taking advantage of that because you are sick and tired of choosing the same kinds of relationships. I call it my breakthrough relationship coaching, because when you do the coaching, you actually have breakthroughs. Then my six-month coaching package, that means that you will coach with me for 6 months, obviously, and my guaranteed yearly coaching. And when you pay for that coaching in full, I give you 3 extra sessions free. Isn't that interesting? So that's about $600 worth of free coaching that you're going to get free when you pay for my yearly coaching. And I have a saying that if you coach with me for a year and you're willing to do the work, let me put that in, you will not recognize your life. So, man, you're worth the investment. Young lady, you're worth the investment. Go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I am so excited about the show today. My very special guest and friend is Mr. Jeremiah Gabriel LeBlanc. I love saying that name. Jeremiah is a dynamic radio show host, and he's going to tell you about that a little later. He's a motivational speaker and success coach, and he has over 20 years experience as a public speaker, where he has conducted seminars and conferences throughout the country. His inspirational teachings have inspired and empowered people to live their dreams and to walk really in their purpose. Some of his leadership seminars have included Think and Grow Rich and the Success Principles. And so, Jeremiah Gabriel LeBlanc, that's a mouthful. I can hardly get that out. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hey there. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell our listeners just a little bit more about who you are. You've been on my show before, but I have so many new listeners. I want them to know who you are.
Well, I am, as you indicated, a motivational speaker with many, many years in the industry, as well as a biblical teacher. I head up the company called the LeBlanc Media Group, and our primary purpose is to inspire and encourage people to reach inside of themselves and manifest their light and their destiny. In fact, the show is called Ever Increasing Light, and so my purpose is to be a source and channel of light and inspiration to as many people as I can on the planet.
Wow, and we're going to be letting people know how they can listen to your show at the end of the show. And Jeremiah, I love how you say your middle name, LeBlanc. Is that French? I mean, what is that, your last name? I mean, the way you say it, I can't do it like that.
Yes, that is my colleagues at work say, Jeremiah LeBlanc, they tease me all the time about that.
That's so funny. Well, we have a very interesting subject tonight. We're going to be talking about the needs of a man or versus the needs of a woman, or how you can understand your man or your lady better, or how you can bring more passion and love back into your relationships. And, you know, Jeremiah, I mean, the divorce statistics are staggering, and the number of people that are in loveless relationships is also phenomenal. And so today we're just going to break it down as to what are the needs of a man versus what are the needs of a woman. What is a man looking for in love? What is a woman looking for in love? And just really give people some tools, I believe, to really begin to change their relationships.
Amen.
Okay, so let's get started. I guess the first thing that I want to say is I want to talk a little bit about how all of us have feminine and masculine energy flowing in us before we get into the needs. And by that, we have traits. And let me read some of the masculine traits. So that means that even though I'm a woman, and even though Jeremiah is a man, he may have some of these working in his life during the day. So masculine traits are doing, aggression, analytical. Men are very concrete. They're very goal-oriented. They are assertive. Most men are left brain. They're organizational. They're logical. They're busy. They are task-oriented. That's why if you're in a car with a man and you're going on a trip and you have to use the restroom, good luck to you. Because why? They have a goal. They don't want to stop, etc. Whereas a woman is intuitive. We can just sense things. We can walk into a room and sense things. We're tranquil. We're nurturing. We're more right brain. We're receptive. We're receiving. We're creative, calm, soft, and allowing. And so what I'm saying is that these are the combined energies that God put on the inside of us. But when you're in a relationship, you have to really watch if you're a woman, how dominant you are, and if you're a man, how much femininity energy flows out of you. What's your thought on that, Jeremiah, before we get started?
Wow, that, you You just said a complete mouthful right there. I think you are so dead on target with those differences. But what I really love is how you emphasize, Constance, the reality that both of those energies are flowing in both male and female. And I think it's a matter of awareness as we move forward to maximize that.
Right, because when I'm doing my business, sometimes working on my business, I might be a little bit more masculine. You know, task-oriented, goal-oriented, et cetera. But when you bring that into a relationship, that's a whole different story, and that's why we're going to be talking about what we're talking about today. So in the back of your mind, all the listeners, I want you to always be remembering what I just shared with you about that masculine and feminine energy. Okay, Jeremiah, I read a study recently that said that men were surveyed and they said that they would rather have a woman respect them than love them, because the number one need of a man is respect. It's just like air. So explain that to our listeners tonight. Why do you guys need respect so much?
You know, Constance, it is so powerful. You know, in Scripture, those of you that are biblically oriented, and of course this is proven in science as well, but the reality of it is that according to Scripture, you know, God says that it is not good that man should be alone. And so according to the Bible, he said he created man a helpmeet or a mate, a partner, a helper. And men are wired to need respect and also support from women. You know, there's an old saying that behind every good man, there is a good woman. And one of the primary needs that a man looks for in his woman, in his potential woman or in his wife, is respect and support. Because if you can give a man a sense of honor, respect, and support, the sky's the limit. He can do almost anything. So that is a really critical piece for us masculine men.
And Jeremiah, I read somewhere that men who have respect and honor and support in a relationship make so much more money. I mean, if you guys have respect and honor and you're admired, I mean, you just go out and move the world, shake the world.
Absolutely, because we are focused, and there is no stress, if you will, in relationship, because the man knows that as he is going out into the world to give the world his gift and to give the world his passion and his purpose, he knows that at his home and in his domain, there is a woman who completely supports him, respects him, and honors what he is trying to do with respect to his purpose in life.
And so, Jeremiah, what would that look like for a woman? Let's just say that a man is working and he has a vision and he's doing the best he can. Maybe they have two children. So that means that the woman would say, hey, baby, I just believe in you. You're doing a great job. That means that she would support him by, if he was downstairs working, she would, you know, make sure that things are quiet for him and kept the children upstairs. So when he came home, when he comes home, his house is like his castle. And basically, men can feel it when they're not respected. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. And I'll tell you something. You women out there, and most of you, according to the statistics, most of you that are listening to Constance's show right now are female, according to all the statistics. One of the quickest ways to run a good man out of your life is to not respect him. And that word respect is very loaded, because respect includes support and understanding and becoming a partner in his vision and in his purpose in life.
Okay, so Jeremiah, what about her purpose? And I'm just coming from a woman's perspective, because many times, you know, there are very, very smart women who are degreed and who are in high-powered positions, and then they may come home to a husband who may not be as aggressive, may not be as goal-oriented, and she comes home and she's more masculine, if you know what I mean, at home. Mm-hmm. And so that really puts pressure on that relationship.
Absolutely, and that is assuming that he is a masculine man himself. That is the expression of his life is mostly masculine. And if she is coming home with a masculine expression, there is no dynamic polarity in the relationship, and it could be a very, very good business relationship, but in terms of intimacy, and especially from the sexual realm, if there is two masculine expressions, you sort of kill out the energy in the relationship. And for a masculine man, one of the real turnoffs for a masculine man is an overly masculine expression from a female.
Right, right. And I don't know if my father taught me this, Jeremiah, or how I know this, but I can be, and you know me well enough to know this, I can be very masculine in business, but very feminine with my male relationships.
Absolutely.
I can just do that because I think my father taught me that, because I understand if I meet a man, I'm not going to talk about, well, I'm a radio talk show host and I do this and I do that. I'm going to listen to him. Well, tell me about you. He may never know who I am until he gets to know me further, because I understand the power of femininity. And ladies, I'm not saying that you don't have to be powerful, but I think a woman who is powerful will know how to bring the balance of love and respect, because if you're masculine at home, the sex and the love would diminish. I'm just going to tell you. You can't have two masculine energies. So that's very powerful. So ladies, the relationship that you're in, if you're in a relationship with a man and he's not working and he's not really on top of things, that may not be the relationship for you, because if you're going home nagging and complaining, and I would say another word, and just not, you know, just nag, then that doesn't work for a man.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Jeremiah, now our turn. The number one need of a woman is love, not sex. We need love, and love comes in the form of feeling cherished, feeling special, feeling appreciated. You know, we love cuddling. We love you telling us that you love us. We know you told us yesterday, but today is another day, and we need that. And so when a woman really feels love, when a man really gives a woman love, she just blossoms. She's creative. She's excited about her man coming home, etc. So love is very important. And Jeremiah, I think it's so powerful that God put in the Bible that a man should love his wife.
Yes.
Because God knew that that's exactly what we needed.
That's right.
You know, you guys need respect and we need love. What would you like to say about that?
Well, I would like to say that I tell you, Constance, most of us men, and many men, are really dropping the ball in that area, because a woman, no matter what is happening in her life, she can be extremely powerful, she can be a multimillionaire, she can have all kinds of admirers, but if she does not feel a special sense of love from her man, she will not be happy. With all of the accolades and all of the other accomplishments, a woman needs to know that she is loved. And men drop the ball in this, because that is a feminine expression. And I'll tell you, it is not, generally speaking, it doesn't come for most men, it doesn't come natural to understand and discern the feminine expression. And where many men drop the ball is that they do not study and learn and ask questions and learn how to relate to the feminine nature, even within themselves, and that would make them softer so that they can understand how to apply that to their women. And the other thing that I wanted to say real quickly, with a woman, and it's very critical that men understand this, love does not mean sex, but it is those little intangible things, a card out of the blue or some roses out of the blue or just a hug of support, just a gentle touch as she's preparing dinner or whatever, those little bitty things to let her know that she is the primary source of your joy would carry a relationship a long, long way.
Wow, that's powerful, and that's so awesome, because for the men who are listening, Jeremiah, if you call us during the day and say, baby, I love you, we're going to be thinking about you all afternoon. And you know, or if you come and take the trash out and say, baby, I have the kids, you go take a nap. It's going to be some action going on in the evening, because
that's right.
That really stimulates us that we are loved and appreciated. So men need respect and women need love. The second thing that a man needs, Jeremiah, is, I'm going to say, purpose / job pass / money. So if a man doesn't feel purposeful, doesn't have a vision, doesn't have money or financing coming in, how does that impact a relationship, and why is that important with a man?
You know, Constance, I tell you, that is so incredibly powerful. And women, let me just say this to you. If you meet a guy that has no purpose and he has no money, he has no job, and he is very comfortable with that, you had better run. Run fast. Men who are men of responsibility, it is very, very imperative that a man flows in a place of purpose. That means fulfilling his life's dream, his life's calling, and his life's destiny. Men are producers. We are created to produce. And so a man gets a lot of his self-esteem from his ability to provide for his family financially and to provide a vision, sort of a roadmap, if you will, for their life and for their future. And so, women, please understand this. It's not that your man does not love you, but if your man, let's say, for instance, you've got this wonderful guy, and he works for a company. There was some downsizing happening. He was very successful. All of a sudden, he gets laid off, and now he's out of work for 2 years. It will drive him insane. And you will discover that he is not paying as close attention to you as he normally does, and he's not nearly as happy and joyful. And you're thinking, well, I'm here, I'm supporting him, and I'm giving him love and so forth. Why isn't he happy? Because men, we just are wired to have money and to have a purpose and to be able to provide a sense of stability for our women. So it's very, very critical that a man has his chips, if you will, his money. You know, and I'll tell you something, Constance, and it's really weird how we are wired, but I was this way even as a young man, and I know a lot of guys, even men in my family, who are completely different, but I won't go anywhere without money. I won't go across the street without a couple of dollars in my pocket. I need my money. And if my dollars is not right, then I simply cannot operate. It's just how we are wired. So that purpose for a man is critical. And we just talked about this, as Constance was saying, for a woman, love is first and foremost. For a man, his purpose for being, and he needs to have his chips in order for him to really, really enjoy that relationship.
Wow, that's powerful. So what about a woman who makes more money than her man? I mean, how do men respond to that? I'm sure it is how what would be included in that would be how the woman presents that in the relationship. So how do men feel when a woman makes more money than they do?
You know, I think some men, and probably this is an old-fashioned kind of thing, I think some men are extremely intimidated by that because they feel less than. Now, me personally, I think that's just crazy. I think that if the woman of my life makes more money than me, then I say right on, right on, right on, because we are both gifts from God to each other.
Right.
And the Bible said the two become one. And so you just rejoice in her ability to earn, and you rejoice in your ability to earn. And I think the ego gets in the way of a lot of good men. The ego, and I don't even know where we ever got this, somehow that the guy is supposed to technically make more money than the woman, because his passion could be in an industry or in a field that doesn't necessarily compare, generally speaking, to the revenues of whatever purpose she's on. But I personally, I think that's just an ego thing. I wouldn't have no problem at all. In fact, I'd be, and darling, go get them chips. We need our chips.
Right. Okay, so stability is important for a woman. I mean, we need to feel secure and stable, and I think that's in alignment with the man having the job, the money, and the purpose. I mean, just feeling secure, knowing that the bills will be paid, knowing that it's always going to be, everything is cool, that's really important for a woman. And when we don't have that, it's really difficult for us to even respond to our man. And so, and I'm not going to elaborate on that, but stability is really important for a woman. You want to say anything about that, Jeremiah?
No, that you said a mouthful.
Okay. And the next thing, we're talking about the needs of a man versus the needs of a woman, or how you can bring more love, how you can understand your man, how you can appreciate your woman. Recreational companionship. So that means that a man really wants his woman to spend time with him and have fun. Why is that so important? That's very interesting, Jeremiah.
You know, it really, really is. And I think one of the reasons that is, Constance, because in recreation, we're not on, if you will. You know, we're just sort of, we're not working. We're not involved in our purpose at that time. We're just sort of relaxing and laughing and acting silly or going for walks or going to the movie or whatever. And when a woman joins her man in that place of recreation, there's a spirit of peace there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think laughter is amazingly important, because we, you know, we're busy and we get caught up in work and our careers and so forth. And when you have that downtime to take time for recreation and laughing and having fun, to have her there is a powerful, powerful thing. So you may not necessarily like football, but if he's a football fanatic, put on your overcoat and your gloves and your boots, sister, and go to the game with him. It'll go a long, long way.
Well, you know, I think that what happens also is that it's a subtle, deep bonding that occurs. You know, just like you said, because the man is free, his thinking is not on business, he's with his woman. And I tell women, if you don't like golf, I mean, go out on the golf course. I know I was dating a guy, and I did not like golf, but I would drive the golf cart. And then I would have my book reading while he was, you know, hitting the balls.
There you go.
And it was the most boring thing, you know, to me. I was so bored. But however, I knew that that's what he desired. And then I start liking golf a little bit, and I took some golf lessons. And so, ladies, that's what I mean by a man really needing recreation companionship. And even the word recreational means to recreate, that when he's recreationally having fun with you, you know, he's recharging and refreshing and recreating himself.
That is so true.
Right. Okay. Another need of a woman is conversation. Oh, my God. We need to talk. We need for you guys to listen to us. That's why I think a woman speaks like, I think it's 10,000 words, 11,000 words a day, and a guy speaks something like 1,000. Isn't that the most insane thing, ladies, that you've ever heard of? And so it comes across like, how you doing? Great. How was your day? Good. Anything interesting happen at work? No. Okay, we just don't understand that, so a woman needs to be heard. I heard someone say that in a newspaper that the man would be the headlines, but the woman would be the details. We love details. We're going to tell you everything about our day. Well, I had coffee at Starbucks with Mary, and she got cappuccino, but then I decided to try this new coffee, this new latte, and we had a great time. And then we went to the store, and we tried on 5 pair of shoes. The pair of shoes that I tried on were red, gray. Remember, we were looking at television the other night. We'll even go off on another subject, but it's detail. We just want to go on and on and on, and that's very important to us. When you listen, we see that as love. When you listen to us, we see that as you caring for us. When you listen to us and put your iPad down and put the remote down, we see that as really feeling approved and validated and special. So, guys, conversation to us is really big. I know that most of you guys just get to the bottom line, but that is not what works for us. Jeremiah, what would you say about that?
I am so cracking up here because this is so very, very true, and it is critical that us guys learn to develop that ability to have that conversation. Now, I'll tell you, it is just a weird, weird thing, but you're so right. It is not, again, natural for a guy to just kind of go on and on and on in conversation. And so for a man, it is very, very important. And see, this is why I think, let me just say this before I forget this. One of the failures or mistakes, I should say, that men, one of the biggest mistakes a man can make is to not take time to nurture and learn of his own feminine nature. Men who are in touch with their own sense of feminine nature are better able to relate and be sensitive to the woman's nature. Conversation is key. Now, as a man, I'm a very masculine man because I know that conversation is important. I must pay the price in willingness to reach inside my own self and have that conversation. And one of the ways that a man can do this is by, first of all, listening to his woman, and then secondly, not asking closed-ended questions, that is, questions that require a yes or no. So if I were to say to my woman, hey, did you have a great day today? That, you see, that's a yes or no question. That's a closed-ended question. A better approach would be, honey, you know, I was thinking about you at lunch today. Tell me about your morning. How was it this morning? Now you've opened up an opportunity for her to expand. Oh, well, you know what? I talked to Francine today, and I also had coffee with Sister Joyce, and I was doing. Now you've opened up the avenue for her to expand and share her inner feelings. And remember now, gentlemen, that's a need. That's not, she's not just, oh, I just want to talk to somebody. This is a need for a woman to feel loved, nurtured, and appreciated. She has to be understood. It's like psychological air. I remember the late Stephen Covey was using an example. When you understand someone, when you simply understand them, you are giving them a sense of love and appreciation. You don't even necessarily have to agree with them, but by giving them understanding, you are giving them psychological air and psychological support. So for those of us men, and we, you know, talking, I remember I had a conversation with my dear friend Constance a few weeks ago, and I remember I told her, you know what? I got to call my mom, and like that's like a big deal for, you know what I mean? It's, and it, I love my mom with all my heart, but it's like to put that time in, sit down and take 20 minutes and just call and say, Mom, what's up with you? How are you today? What's going on? That, and some of you ladies are like, why am I talking to my mom every day? We're just wired different. So what I'm saying is that I had to make an effort, because I know that this is something that I should do. Not only that, but I also know that this is something that, as a feminine expression, she would appreciate. So a man has to go sometimes out of his own comfort zone in order to have that conversation, and it will carry your relationship a long, long way.
Right. And even with you and I, Jeremiah, we're good friends. So this is how I, when it comes to conversation in the relationship, I let Jeremiah call me, because I know when he calls me, he's ready to talk. I'm always ready to talk, but I may call him at a time where he's busy or he's focused or he's intentional about something. He has a very demanding position, and so when he calls me, that lets me know he has the time, he's ready to talk, etc. And so that's something, ladies, that I had to learn. And I tell ladies, if you're in a relationship with your husband and he doesn't really listen to you, then maybe you could have other girlfriends that you could go on and on about, and then when you come home, you won't be so needy with your husbands, but I or with your mate. And Jeremiah, I thought that what you said is that men will really have to make a decision. I love this woman so much, just like I know all the statistics about the National Football League and who kicked this many field goals. I'm going to find out what makes my wife happy, what moves
Absolutely.
Her, and then do that.
Absolutely, and that also demonstrates unselfishness. We can say, you know, well, it's not my nature, and so on and so forth. But we already know that our natures are different, and because I care for this person, I go out of my way to do something that may not be natural to my nature to show her that I care for her and that I love her, and it really, really does carry the connection and the relationship a long, long way.
Okay, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Jeremiah Gabriel LeBlanc. I didn't say it like he says it. And we're talking about the needs of a woman versus the needs of a man, or how you can bring more love and understanding, how you can reconnect with your spouse. Okay, here comes the bit with Jeremiah's sex. I understand that men think about sex. You guys think about sex, I don't know, every hour or so. I don't know if that's true or not. So in a relationship, why is sex so important? It's so interesting. I had a client, and she had just gotten married, and she said, "Miss Constance, my husband wants to have sex every day." I'm like, "You didn't know that?" she's like 23, 24, and she's stunned at that, and that's just a great example. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know all of this before you get married. You know, you need to know these differences so that you won't have the struggles that a lot of people are having in relationships. And I know the number one reason that men come into my office for marriage counseling, Jeremiah, of the years, is the woman says, "He's not giving me enough affection." And the man said, "I'm not getting enough sex." So let's talk about sex.
Well, that is a heavy-duty subject there. You know, I am not even totally sure why it is, but we are indeed wired for sex. It is a release It is, in my opinion, it is the celebration of the covenant of marriage. Remember now, the biblical principle is that when a man and a woman are married, the two become one. And in my feeling, sex is a part of it, is a very spiritual expression. It is the oneness of the union between the man and the woman. It is the celebration of their covenant of oneness. And for some reason, God has wired us men to be extremely sexual in nature. Now, I know that there is, or I believe I should say, that there are some biological reasons that I clearly am not, you know, an expert in, but I do know that the sex drive for the average man is very, very, very strong. I remember a few years ago having a conversation with a woman, and I remember she was saying, well, for me, you know, once or twice a week, and I'm good to go. And I remember thinking, she's definitely not the one. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. She definitely is not the one. She's talking about once or twice a week. Next, she's not the one. And for whatever reason, it appears that as men oftentimes get older, that sexual drive is even more intense. So women, if you are not one who is naturally okay with a lot of sex, that is a conversation that you definitely want to have with a potential mate in advance, because we are wired for it. And those of us that are healthy and strong, you know, 2-3 times a day is not an overstatement at all.
Oh, I better go on to my point, the women's point over here. okay, that's nothing but the truth, ladies. And then, but Jeremiah, what we need is affection. We, you know, and to have sex without having the affection for a woman doesn't work. So affection means holding, snuggling. We love holding hands. We love for you to pat on us. We love for you to talk to us. You see, men are moved by what they see. Women are moved by what they hear. And, you know, so when a man says, baby, you look so fine in that dress, you know, you are so beautiful, all of that, that's affection. And so for us, all during the day, we need to be receiving affection so that we can respond properly, you know, doing the sexual activity. So if there has not been a lot of affection, we ain't going to really be turned on that much with sex. So I think that men really need to understand that and need to understand that, you know, we have to percolate. You know, we're like a crock pot. You know, you got to get us going, you know, a lot during the day, and then we naturally respond. So I think that that's key in relationships. And I know of so many loveless marriages and relationships. And for people who are listening, if you're married, you can divorce-proof your marriage just by knowing this. And for people who are single, you need to find all of this information out and really become clear about the needs of a man and a woman.
So cool. You know, Constance, you talked about how that a woman needs that nurturing. Mm-hmm. And gentlemen, listen to me very, very clearly. Please hear this. Sexual intimacy begins long before you hit the bedroom. And so many men don't get that. Intimacy, real intimacy, has nothing to do with the physical part. That's just sort of icing on the cake. Real intimacy is two souls and spirits and hearts and minds that are in harmony. And so as Constance is saying, that text out of the blue to your woman, letting her know that you love her and you're thinking about her and she's the apple of your eye, that is foreplay. That is intimacy. Or let's say your woman is traveling and she's on the roll. Let's say she's a accomplished speaker and coach and trainer like Miss Constance Arnold, and she is speaking at an engagement in Palm Springs, and you weren't able to be there. But when she gets back to the hotel from dinner that evening, you've had a dozen roses sent all the way from your hometown. You've had a dozen roses sent to her hotel room. That, my friend, is intimacy, and that will cause your woman to respond to you sexually in a way that you know not.
So true, so true. So, Jeremiah, man, we don't have enough time. I just have some questions for you. How do men feel when women chase them? I know now everybody says it's the 21st century. You know, should a woman chase a man, or is it still innate within a man that when he sees something he wants, he goes after it? Talk about that.
I think that it is critical that a woman not chase a man. You know, the human mind is a real, real interesting thing. Now, a man wants to know that you're interested in him. He wants to know that there is a mutual interest, but a man wants to do the chasing for the most part, even though, you know, we're in this 21st century new age kind of thing. Chasing a guy, and I'm talking about aggressively and assertively chasing a man, sends him a signal that you are too available. You're too available. A man wants to know that you are, that he is your only interest. And one of the ways that you do that is by having that dance between each other. Let him chase you.
Okay, so all of this texting and calling and instant messaging, when a woman does that and a man has not even indicated that I'm really, really interested in you, does that really come off as being desperate and aggressive?
Comes off as desperation, and he's probably going to run the other way. And get this, let me give you a secret, women. He is thinking, if she is so open and chasing me, has she done it with others? Is she chasing others? Is this a significant thing? Or is it just, you know, something that's going through her mind right now? So coming off as desperate and needy will surely run him the other way.
Okay. Now, this is the question of the ages. And women, all of you should really commend me for asking this question. Jeremiah, why do men go in the cave? And for those of you internationally who don't know what the cave is, that's where a man is quiet. He may go outside in the garage. He may go downstairs to his man cave. He may just be so engrossed in television. We don't understand that. We want to come in the cave and say, what are you doing in here? Or are you sad? Or do you want some food? So what is the cave, and why do men do that, and what's up with that?
The cave is his place. It's his domain. A lot of times women make the mistake of thinking, well, this is my man and we are intimate. I love him. He loves me. I want to do every single thing together. Wrong. The cave is his domain. What he wants you to do is be quiet and go somewhere and fix something to eat and let him think. The cave is a place of refreshment and recuperation. Men are thinkers. If they are facing a challenge or a problem, they are thinkers. They have to think. How can I master this? What should my next steps be? How can I respond to what's happening at work that my career is stagnant or I'm not getting promoted? Men need a place to think, and it needs their spot. That's a masculine thing. When a man goes into the cave, he is wired to fix the problem, to address the problem. Now, I'm not saying that that is always necessarily the wisest, of course, but that's just how we are wired. There's a problem, I've got to fix it, and I need some time alone in order to do so.
And ladies, I'm going to tell you just from my own personal experience, being the consummate therapist that I am,
yes,
you know,
you
I used to go in and say, Well, what's wrong? Do you need help? You want to talk to me about it? And I had to understand that a man is wired to, he's a problem solver. I'm not saying that we're not. I'm just saying we're wired differently. He's a problem solver. He's a thinker. And I would want to go in there and make the cave pink and, you know, put some flowers in there. But I had to realize that that does not mean that he didn't love me, but it just meant that, you know, it might have been a difficult time for him. And so when things are not right in the family or in the relationship, he may not even talk to you about it, but in his pondering and in his thinking, he's going to come up with solutions. So I would say that's your time to go hang out with the girls, go have fun, do your own thing, go to the gym, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever is exciting for you, that's your time. And allow the Spirit of God to deal with the man and speak to the man, and then when he comes out, he'll be excited to see you.
That's right.
Okay, and then lastly, what do you think that men are looking for in women?
Oh, man, that is a really, really difficult question to answer. But let me just take a stab at this and give you some general pointers. One of the things that a man looks for most in a woman is loyalty. Loyalty to him and to that relationship. And then also that support system. The emotional support. Then also men look for a woman to enhance his vision, to really, really buy into his vision for being, his purpose for being. If your man tells you, you know, I really feel inspired to look at opening up an online business, a man needs his woman to say, you know what, honey, I think that might be a great idea. I'm going to support you, pray for you, whatever, back you, however I can assist you, let's go for it. Something that simple says to a man that this is marriage material here.
Okay, and that's nothing but the truth. And we didn't even have time to really cover the aspects of, you know, how important it is for a woman to, you know, men are very moved by the way you look. That doesn't mean that you have to be a size zero. It doesn't mean that you have to be skinny, but it does mean that your appearance, men are moved by that. A woman, we need love. You know, what does a woman need from, we need love. We need encouragement. We need to know that you love us. You need to show us that you love us by what you do for us. We need for you to listen to us and to cherish us and to adore us. We need to feel cared for. We need to feel special. We need to feel validated, etc. We need to know that you care about the family, that you're going to bring the stability in the family. We need for you to pray with us. We need for you to give us affection before sex. And we need answers from you, and we need your help. We don't know everything, and we're looking to you for that. Man, this has been awesome. I'm going to listen to this myself, Jeremiah.
This is good stuff. I agree.
Yeah, we've been really raw and honest. So, Jeremiah, tell our listeners about your new show and how can they listen to you and how can they contact you?
Well, I have a brand new show which will kick off on the first Sunday of February, which is February 2nd, and my very special guest is the incredible, incomparable Miss Constance Arnold. The show is called Ever Increasing Light, and that is on Blog Talk Radio, Ever Increasing Light. I am also in the process of building a brand new website. That address is TheLeBlancMediaGroup.com, TheLeBlancMediaGroup.com. And so look for us. We are going to have a show that is geared toward reminding people how precious and how valuable they are and helping people stir up the gifts of God that are inside of them and also radiating ever-increasing light.
Wow, thank you so much. I mean, this has been a powerful show. Tell your friends about it. I mean, this could change your marriage. This could save your relationship. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show saying that I love you, God loves you, and remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com or send Constance an email at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com.